Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. We have a mission, seven words, helping you experience life the way God intended. Are you doing that? Are you experiencing your life today the way God intended? Are you finding that peace in your relationships? Are you finding contentment and less anxiety in this upside-down crazy world? Or not? God's intention for you is good. He loves you. He cares for you, your family, every aspect of your life. And we're here to remind you of that and love you through the process and walk with you and experiencing God's best intentions for you. I'm Dr. Randy, the head here at Intentional Living, along with Stephen and Jennifer and our team here in the Intentional Living Center today. Welcome to the show. I'm thinking about myself in terms of my life, and one of the persons that had the greatest influence in my life, many did, but one in particular, my dad. My dad was always a positive person speaking into my life. I'm proud of you. You can do it. Go for it. These kinds of things. And I watched it in his own life, stepping out. My dad was not highly educated, but he was highly motivated and highly intentional and highly committed and highly passionate. And so he had a tremendous influence in my life. Influence is an important thing. Here's a reality. If you're married, you influence someone. If you have kids, you influence those kids. If you're in the workplace, you influence somebody for good, bad, or indifferent. And the Bible speaks about this power of influence. For instance, here's the Apostle Paul talking to this young preacher boy, Timothy. And it's written in 1 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because of your youth, because you're young." Young people can influence. I look at our grandkids who are in middle school and high school and how they can impact and do impact their friends because of just their terrific kids. And Paul says, "Don't let anyone look down on you, Timothy, because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." How you doing? How you doing on that? How am I doing on that? Tell you what, let's open the phone line, guys. And Stephen, you ready to go? Here's what we want to do. I want to hear you tell me who has influenced you for good. Who in your life influenced you for good, and how? And what difference did it make? A parent, teacher, a WANA leader, sister, grandparent, neighbor? Who? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. You know, we're talking about influence. Look what's going on in the elections today. I mean, we got influencers trying to influence online, influence people to vote in a certain way and believe in a certain way and respond in a certain way. And the politicians will go out of their way to connect with these influencers because they know that they can influence their group. According to research, 86% of women will use social media for purchasing advice, according to Digital Marketing Institute. Didn't say anything about men. I don't know about men. I don't know. Men kind of groan, ask their buddy. I don't know what men do. But 86% of women use social media. 60% of millennials are more likely to take advice from YouTubers than from traditional media personalities, and I bet even from their parents. 8 out of 10 consumers have purchased something due to an influence recommendation. I think we all are impacted by that, aren't we? And then Stephen handed me this morning, apparently in just one day in October back in 2021, two Chinese top live streamers sold $3 billion worth of goods. Talk about influence. All right. We got scripture. We've got phone lines. We've got help. And I'll tell you what, we want you to come and join us as we talk about who has influenced your life, how, and in what way. Leo, you're up first from Wisconsin, my friend. Go right ahead.
Well, I've actually had two, but I'm going to focus on my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was just beyond what a mother should be. She was just a kind, caring person. I'm the youngest of eight.
Mm.
Life wasn't always a perfect thing. I had a father that, well, we'll just say there was difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
my mom was kind to everybody. When we printed up her obituary when she passed away, unfortunately, about 3 years ago, we had to put in parentheses Mama, because people just knew her as Mama. She was a mom to everyone. Her door was always open to neighbor kids that may not have always had a place to go. Things may not have always been good. She was just beyond, like I said, what a mother should be. In that last moment of her life, when I spent the last time I could force myself to go into the room, she suffered with Alzheimer's for a number of years. Mm-hmm. It was years that I saw a person that I didn't know, but yet I knew. As years went by with her Alzheimer's, she didn't know who I was anymore.
Yeah.
But in that final moment, God gave me one of the greatest gifts outside of his own life to strengthen my faith in belief. She reached up with her very frail body to want to give me a hug, probably gave me the biggest hug that she's ever given me in my life. And in that final moment, whispered in my ear, my baby.
Mm. Wow. And then gave up the ghost. She went home to be with Jesus, but she wanted you to know and burn into your memory for a lifetime, you're my baby. You know, we influence each other. We influence our kids. We're making a difference. The words that we speak, the words we don't speak. I'm doing this show today because intentional living isn't going to work in your life unless you realize, unless I realize, we influence each other. This isn't just about doing something. It's our character. It's the words that we speak. It's our attitude. It's our priorities. These things matter. Who is it that has influenced your life? I probably have a whole list, but who percolates to the top and why? 888-888-1717. Hey, Brian, how you doing today?
Great. It's easy to talk about.
Go right ahead.
My mom, because she raised five...
Memories, huh? We'll let you collect yourself a little bit, Brian, and we'll come back. You can join us. Who's influenced your life? 888-888-1717. JC, who is it for you there in Arizona?
It's my mother-in-law.
Oh, his mother-in-law, huh? How has she influenced you?
Most people would think mother-in-law is a negative type of thing, but not mine. She has been a woman of God. She has led her entire family, and I've been in this family 46 years now, and she has been absolutely a positive influence on me. She's never passed judgment on me. She's always told me I can do whatever I put my mind to. She's always been there for us if we need her. She's always, always prayed for every single one in the family. I've heard her do it because she's lived with us for about 10 years. And, you know, I just think that she was the strong, firm tower of God for all of us. Our faith all started with her. And she's got grandkids and great-grandkids and daughter-in-laws and, you know, son-in-laws that are all just believers now, and I think she had a lot to do with that.
Well, that's a great testimony about mothers-in-law, because so often, like you say, they get a bad rap, and in your case, it's a positive influence, and I'm glad to hear that. And so she's been living with you for 10 years?
She had lived with us for 10 years. This story, honestly, Randy, needs to be a mini-series, made-for-TV movie or something, because there have been so many twists and turns. Her first husband passed away. Her second husband abandoned her. She has been through so much, yet she never let that affect her throughout her life for the rest of us. She always kept her chin up. She always did what she needed to do for her family, and plus the praying. Praying is really important. But she's been through so much, and she just turned 90. We just celebrated her 90th birthday. She keeps on ticking like the Ever-Ready bunny rabbit.
That's terrific. Thank you, JC. Listen, as you listen to the show today and we hear the calls that are coming in from all over the country, I want us, if we want to make this a learning experience, I want you to think about with me, what are some of the characteristics of people who have influenced us for good? Now, I could open up the show to who has influenced us for bad, And you know what? We would see different characteristics, selfishness, pleasure, whatever. But when we think about the characteristics of how we can influence someone for good, we hear patience, we hear love, we hear a sense of putting someone else's needs at times in front of their own. These are powerful attributes. Let me go to Tony next in Arizona. Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm good.
Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Who's influenced your life?
5 years ago, I met somebody by the name of Joy who owned a rehab, and I didn't have insurance, and I didn't know at the time that she was a pastor at a church. She took me in and got me sober, and I've been with her for 5 years at her church. She is wonderful. She owns Rehoboth City, and she is the most wonderful person in the world. I call her mother now.
So let me understand. You were going into recovery or needed to go into a recovery?
Yes.
And she brought you in, or she helped you find a place, or what?
Nope. She brought me in. She paid for my rehab.
Wow. And what difference? Did that change your life?
That changed my life. I've been 5 years sober. I just got my fingerprints. I'm going to be a BHT. I've changed my life because of her.
What is a BHT?
Behavioral health technician.
Good for you. So you've been sober now for how long?
5 years.
5 years. Good for you, Tony. And what you're saying, is it Joy or Joyce that made the difference?
Joy.
Joy.
And Joy.
She stepped in, paid for your rehab, brought you in. You've been involved in her church. God's changed your life. And now you're able to go back and work and do the things that God's called you to do in your life.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's influence on steroids. Because we can influence each other and not be really overly committed other than kindness and love and, maybe a glass of water. But someone who does that steps in and actually says, hey, I'm going to help you over that next hill. I'm going to sacrifice some finance or time or whatever to do this. Now, that's influence, isn't it? Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You can join us, 888-1717. Who's influenced your life?
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I think there's two things that I'd say about loneliness. Intentionally. Number one, assume everyone that you meet today needs hope. Isn't that what we do as a ministry? Helping people experience hope. When we turn the microphone on, when we write the letter, when we talk on the phone, when we stand in front of a crowd at a conference, when we're meeting someone at the door, when we're meeting someone at a banquet, always assume beyond the smile that that person needs hope in their life today. Something really crummy is going on probably that we don't know about. Assume everyone you meet today needs hope. And secondly, to connect, serve, share, and be real. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month from our Intentional Living Center that I put up there for you as a member of the Intentional Living Monthly family. How do you join? Hey, it's real simple. Just go to theintentionallife.com. We can all do that, right? Theintentionallife.com. Click on that little donate icon and say, hey, I want to be included. Count me in. And we'll get you access to all of the teaching up on that site for our members. Or you can call during West Coast business hours and talk to a real person, not artificial intelligence, but real intelligence, human intelligence, as you call 888-1717. And when you do, you can press number 2 and talk to our team. All right. Talking about influence today here at Intentional Living.
This is Amber from Georgia, talking about the most influential women in my life. I don't know if they're the most influential, but I just, like, within the past 20 minutes walked out the doors of a job I've been at for 6 years, and just to be home with my family, no negative reasons behind it, but those women that have really impacted my life over the past 6 years just taught me how to be gracious and look outside of myself more often, and to take the time to listen to others. It's not so much of a Christian influence as it was just life and being kind and loving and less selfish. They've taught me a lot about taking time for others and listening.
We need each other. We impact each other. And today, let's be cognizant of what the Bible says, even when it comes to sometimes the influence has got to be right in your face. I love you enough to confront something. Proverbs 27 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. And sometimes a friend has to sharpen. I was sharpening some garden tools this last week with a little file, Dealey Bob. And that's iron sharpening iron. In this case, it was a real kind of a diamond cutter type of deal that was sharpening because it's firm and it was clearly sharpening iron. And, you know, sometimes we have to do that. That's how we influence when we have that kind of impact and association and love for somebody in our lives. All right, let's get back to Brian, who we talked a little bit earlier and then had, I think, a drop in the call. Hi, Brian. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm live.
There you go. My mother...
raised one of six boys. We were all boys, and got divorced when I was only a year old. And she worked at Motorola, blue collar job, and she got us to a parochial grade school where we learned the love of God each day. And so she just really sacrificed so much. And I remember when she had trouble, she'd just say, "You know, you didn't ask to be brought into this world." And she gave so much that her love of God. And you talked about your dad not having a big education. She just graduated high school, and just she loved God. She knew he would provide. And there was a lady at church about 15 years ago, and I didn't even know who she was. She said, "You know, in this day and age, you and your brothers would all be, you know, in jail, basically, that your mother and this church did such a wonderful job." And so when you have that love of Christ on a daily basis, it can't help but resonate.
Yeah. What one thing has that made a difference? A lot of things, but one thing that comes to your mind, what is it that most greatly impacts you today from your mom and how you choose to live your life?
Being married, I wanted to be a great dad, and my father wasn't around, so it was just showing them the love of God each day. And like you said, I work in hospitals and surgery, and so I greet everybody because most people that are there, they're not there because they want to be there, and so it's like, how can I converse with them and how can I make a difference? Because you never know what that's going to turn into. And so it's definitely a God moment.
Yeah. And there's probably the scariest moment in their life.
Right.
And you're there. Wow. Fantastic.
Yep. I talked to a lady who had lost her mother, and I'd lost mine like 3 years ago. And it was just like, it was a chance to celebrate her mother and find the positives, even in that weak human moment of knowing that she was gone. You know, it's you got to turn it around because God's got more for you to do.
Amen. Hey,
so, thank you.
Thank you, Brian. God bless you. And thank you for what you're doing too. Okay.
All right.
All right. Hey, listen, you know, wherever you impact in an operating room like Brian, maybe it's you're a cashier at a store today. Maybe someone's a drive-thru. Occasionally I'll stop at a drive-thru and someone who's a listener. And when I can tell when I drive up, she's always encouraging, and she just has that kind of attitude where she's caring for people and serving people, and then they hear my voice sometimes. Hey, I recognize that voice. I didn't know you looked like that. Why do you look like that? I don't know. But we do influence each other. All right, let's continue on. Let me see. Go to Ryan is next in Michigan. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good. Who's most influenced your life?
So I met this guy in college, and he seemed to be my best friend. His name is Chris. And probably from the moment of my childish behavior, I was a young and dumb 19-year-old kid in college, to this guy I never knew, jumping on his back, thinking I knew him like we were friends forever. And we just turned out to be best friends. I'm his godfather to his two children.
Hmm. And how did he impact your life?
The many stories. He's very intentional with his questioning. If I'm out and about, he'll ask me, am I at peace with where I'm at?
Mm-hmm.
He's homed me in his own house before when I was homeless and needed a place to stay. He is very compassionate and patient towards anything I've done and do. So much so, there's points in life where I've told him to be gone and never show himself to me. In fact, there's times where I thought I'd rather you be dead than in my life. Mm. And he was still very adamant and stubborn in a way, with continuing to love on me in my darkest hours. And even in my brightest, he praises with me.
Amen. Well, listen, I'm glad you're listening. I hope we can be a friend too and encourage you, because it sounds like you have good days and bad days. How you doing right now, Ryan?
I'm doing really well. I've never suffered from depression since 2016, praise be. And even in those days, I've known him since 2012. And it's 12 years later, and we're still super close. We call each other about weekly, every other day or so.
That's fantastic. You know, there's a Bible verse that says that a friend can stick closer than a brother. Then there's another verse that talks about a brother is born for adversity, which is really interesting as I've looked at those verses from Proverbs. Where isn't it true that sometimes a friend is closer than a family member? Family members can show up at funerals during times of great adversity. You know, it's kind of like we have to be here, we're together, we've got this big tragedy in the family or whatever, and the family is drawn together. But when the flame of that problem sort of extinguishes itself, the friend is still there. You know, that friend that can be there closer than even a brother or sister at times, which is a powerful thing and a reminder with Ryan's story. All right, got a great verse from Scripture that's going to be a powerful hit on the lives of some of us when we think about the friends that we keep. And I'll share that with you in just a moment.
Hello, Dr. Randy. This is Sam. And 2 years ago, I intentionally decided to leave the intentional life by waking up in the morning and thanking God for everything that He has done for me. Also, during the day, I take time to thank Him and thank Him again at night when I go to bed. And you know, that has made a real difference in my life. I'm more peaceful, I have more joy, and I get more encouragement to seek Him in His Word. I also like to get your address so I can make a contribution to your ministry. God bless.
Hey, thank you for doing that. You know, you can give online. Of course, a lot of people do that now online. Just go to The Intentional Life. TheIntentionalLife.com. And you can find our mailing address on there as well if you would like to send a gift through the mail. And I say thank you. This is a very special lead up to this month in September. We have something very special coming up in a few days. Special campaign, our need for the ministry. We'll be talking about that. But we have a special drawing going on. We want you to be a part of it, but you have to go check it out at our website. Join us with your best gift. We really need your help right now because we are listener supported. That's the way we operate. And as you go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, you'll find it there. doesn't the Bible sometimes just sting? You know, it stings. And I think it's good as a reminder. Proverbs 22 says, don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul. That's a really powerful proverb. Isn't it true that we become much, in many ways, like the people that we choose to hang around with, those that we allow to influence our life? You know, we're all influenced by people, and unfortunately today, so many are just online influencers that come into our life for various reasons, but we have no connection with them. We're not accountable. It's just, it's there and it's gone. It's, I mean, the number of, and they even call themselves influencers. And so how do we influence each other is a powerful thing. All right, Marcy, we're going to let you wrap up the show today from New Mexico. Who influenced your life?
Mine's more of a divine intervention, but also he influenced me. It was back in the 70s, and I was working in a hospital. And this one lady said, you know, you're going to be a clerk typist, and that's all you'll ever be. So I thought, you know, maybe I don't need this job. Well, a doctor found out that I was leaving, and he said, if, I shouldn't cry.
It's all right.
If you could have done, excuse me, if you could have done anything in your life, what would you have done? And I said, well, I'd like to have been a PE teacher, but it's too late. And quite frankly, I was in my 20s. But this was in Roswell, and that was too late for me, I thought. And he said, well, you know, it's not too late. What if I paid for you to go to college?
Wow.
And I said, what?
Did he do that? Did he do it?
And nobody ever planted that seed. He planted it. I did it. He did it.
And you were a PE teacher for life?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Now, that's influence with action right there. That's influence. That's intentional influence. Hey, that's something new. Intentional influence. I'm going to influence you, but I'm going to do it intentionally because I believe that you have some great potential for God. Sorry we had to wrap it up so quick, Marcy, but we got it. You know, this doctor stepping up and saying, hey, I see something in you maybe you don't see in you. One of the best things we can do today is see someone differently than they see themselves. Speak into that life. You can change a life today. I'm Dr. Randy. We got to run. Thank you for being a part of this. I'll tell you what, we're going to stay right here, though, and record for a show that will come up next Monday. We want to hear from your story. Give us a call. Who has influenced your life? How did they influence your life? What difference did it make? Give me a call, and we'll talk. 888-888-1717. Have a great day. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living from Intentional Life Media.